Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with three members who are coordinating the annual Gainesville Fine Arts Association Studio Home Tour. We have Amy Richard, who's a paper artist, and she's here from Gainesville, as well as the two coordinators, Peter Senesak and Michelle Negri. And they've been doing this for a couple of years, but the tour started in 2017, and it has continued to thrive since the pandemic. It's going to be May 29th through May 31, and starts with a kickoff party and then studio tours. And there's 24 studios this time. They'll be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can visit the artists. You can also see demonstrations. So, Michelle, you've kind of been kickstarting this project. Let us know more.
Yes. So we started co-directing in 23, and it has grown since then, the kickoff party being a new addition. And actually this year, the kickoff party is in conjunction with Art Walk, and we're doing a studio tour artist exhibition in the gallery. So every participating artist will have one piece on display, and so the public can come in and see, oh, I like this person, that person, pick and choose, meet some of the artists, and decide how they want to spend their weekend touring around.
That's great. Do you have a lot of returning artists this year?
Yes, quite a few. Some of them are had taken a break for a few years or longer. We have some new artists, at least two new artists. So
That's
it's
great.
Getting more popular.
And they're kind of all over Gainesville as well as Alachua County?
Correct, yes. Most of them are centralized, you know, between the Duck Pond area up to around 43rd Street. And then Linda Blondheim is our most northern studio. She's kind of out in the country. And we have Pam Valcante as our most southern studio, just off of Tower Road.
Sounds good. And Amy, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I'm a member of the Gainesville Fine Arts Association, and there was a call to artists where they were seeking artists that wanted to participate in the studio tour. And it was something that I'd heard about a number of years ago and kind of always wanted to do. It was originally in the middle of the summer, mm-hmm. And then recently it was moved to May, which I was very grateful for because several years I was unable to attend because I was out of town. But I thought it would be a really neat way to interact with the public. And so I applied, and they came by to the studio to check it out and talk with me, and I was able to be added to the list. So I was very, very happy about that.
So this is your first time doing it?
No, I think this will be my third year.
Yeah.
So I do live demonstrations on the patio that's adjacent to my studio, and it's just really great. Being an artist can be a very lonely pastime or career, and having an opportunity to talk with the public, interact, show them what our processes are is a really wonderful thing.
So tell us a little bit more about coordinating the whole tour. I know that you have a lot of artists that like automatically apply, but you probably have to court some people to make sure you have kind of a full schedule and a varied schedule as well, like a different genres.
Well, we open the applications, so it's an open application. Anybody can apply, and it's at a time period in March, I think it was this year.
No, it was
opened
October.
In January.
Yeah.
October.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A little bit earlier, Peter.
Something else happened in March. A lot of things happen. So it's open to, you know, anybody in the area that thinks that they're, you know, well, if they want to be in it, they can be in it. And we just have to check to make sure that their studio is safe and that accessible and so forth. But also, if they're too far away from the rest of the core, people won't go to their space. So we've had a couple of people have that happen where they're just too far away. Now, Linda Blondheim is the outlier there because she's pretty far away, but she has her own list and she gets her own people.
Oh, okay.
As well as
she has other contacts.
She has, she's very good at promoting stuff and her work. And she's been doing it for a long time, and she has a core group that always come to her events.
Well, I know a centralized location is great. Full disclosure, my husband Steve Howell is in the studio tour as well in the Duck Pond area. And so I know a lot of people that come in and they park one location and then they kind of walk to all the different houses. So that makes it kind of nice, especially if it's not raining.
Yeah.
Especially.
So far, rain is not in our forecast.
That's a problem so far.
We need rain. Yeah. And then in summer, it was raining like crazy, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had Jeff Ripple come to our studio and he was in a tent outside and he was like, oh man, this is just not working out.
Yeah.
This is oil painting, not watercolor. So it was kind of crazy, but it's amazing. How many people come through and they're like, they had no idea how many artists were in Gainesville and all the different things that are available.
Last year, one person that came through our studio said it made her feel like a tourist in her own town, which I liked that.
Yeah.
You know, you get to meet your neighbors and you don't even realize how many people are creating some beautiful work just next door or up the street.
Yeah, we met a lot of neighbors too, and that was kind of interesting. We hadn't. They're just a couple doors down, but they just never came this way until they see the signs. So
yeah, it's really cool.
It's nice. There were a lot of people that came from out of town last year, from Palatka. There seemed to be quite a few.
Palatka, Jacksonville area, Ocala. That tends to be the bigger, or, you know, the most out-of-towners,
regions. Some, I had some folks come through from Fernandina, so they're coming a pretty decent distance to see the tour. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and thanks to some funding from Visit Gainesville.
I was going to say, Visit Gainesville encourages you to advertise outside of the county, and that gets a lot of people to come in for art shows and all kinds of events.
Yeah.
So they're a great funding source.
They
I'm glad they're
been a huge
one of your
supporter.
Partners.
Yeah.
One of the things that I find interesting is, like, we've done this like 7 years. I think it was, you said this is the seventh year or the eighth year?
Of the tour?
Yeah.
2017, so probably 8 years.
So this is the eighth year. And so every year I do the art shows, we have save the date cards that we hand out.
Oh.
And everybody that does the show, we make sure that they have an ample supply to hand out to their customers. I routinely give away 50 at an art show. And almost to the person, they're saying, oh, wow, I never heard of this. So even after all that time and handing out all those cards every year, and then other people are doing the same thing, there's still a lot of people that haven't heard about the tour, which is just amazing to me. It's a pretty big deal if people are coming all the way from out of town.
Well, you know, the fact that you're starting on Art Walk weekend, that's probably going to be a real draw because people will be there going, oh, okay, this is easy to do. And it's before everyone goes on vacation because I believe public school is still in session at that time.
And I love the spirit of having the different studios because I'm always impressed at how dedicated the public is to when they come to the studio. They go, well, we've got seven more, you know, and they're just, or, and some of them have even made it a goal to see all of them in the weekend, which is pretty impressive.
That's a lot.
That's a long day.
Well, they got 2 days.
Yeah, they got
so
2 days.
So they can make it to it.
Right.
So where is your studio located?
It's built on the side of my home, so I'm kind of right in the center of town. We're in a nice area, a couple of miles north of campus, where there's kind of a hot spot of artists be in that area. So it is a nice way to meet other artists ourselves. We even one of the frustrations for the artists is that we want to see each other's studios that are on the tour, but we're too busy talking with the public in our own studios. So we're Peter and Michelle have been really great about trying to facilitate ways that we can do that.
Sneak out.
Or set up a time where we can go see each other's studios. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about more about this show, about the Gainesville Fine Arts Association, and then maybe some cool things that have happened over the years. There's got to be some war stories there. Oh. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with three representatives from the Gainesville Fine Arts Association. It's time for the Gainesville Fine Arts Association Artist Studio Tour. It's going to be May 29 through May 31. The first night is a kickoff at the GFAA Gallery at 1314 South Main Street. And it starts at 6 o'clock, it goes till 8, and GFAA happens to be next to the new Aldi, so there's plenty of parking in that parking lot. The new Aldi is the former Winn-Dixie, so if you haven't been down that way, everything's been redone, and it's a fun outing with beverages and food, and I believe you said each artist is going to be featuring a piece of artwork there.
Correct. We're doing a studio tour artist exhibit for the first time. And also, actually, in the front gallery, we'll have an exhibit of Oak Hammock artist residents. So there'll be a small exhibit there.
And Michelle Negri and Peter Senesak, who are in the studio, are the coordinators. And Amy Richard has joined them today, and she is one of the artists on the tour. There are 31 artists in 24 studios in the Gainesville, Alachua County area, and it's free and open to the public. But there must be some way to find out what's what, and is there a tour guide?
Yeah, there's an extensive tour guide on the website. Each artist has a profile, and also there's a map that is interactive, so you can use your phone to go from one studio to the other, and each profile shows where on the map that studio is. So there's a lot of really good stuff on the website.
And the website, what is the address for that?
GFAAstudiotour.org.
That's great. So this is coming up at the end of May, but I know you're going to kind of get the word out on May 14th at the Harn Museum of Art here in town. They have a special community night, and there's going to be tabling. So I believe there's 8 artists there. They're going to be handing out cards, letting everybody know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they'll actually be bringing some of their art and some of their tools or things they use to create their art. Nothing messy, but wait for people
well,
to see process.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is Thursday, May 14th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And there's some other events happening, and we're very grateful for Eric Siegel and Errol Nelson for allowing us to do that.
And the tour is kicking off during Art Walk, which is something you have every last Friday of the month. And so people will be able to find out more about the tour. I think that's going to be one of your best assets this year.
Yeah, that's kind of the hope, to spread more of that local awareness.
And through some of our wonderful sponsors, it's allowed Peter and Michelle to print out these really nice maps on paper as well. So mm-hmm. those are available at the studio tours and at the gallery mm-hmm. where people can grab a copy of that and have a paper copy or refer to the website online if they
yes.
need to.
Right.
It's an 8-page brochure, actually, this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty impressive, because I remember there was no real tour online, and now you're all high tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to thank Wes Lindberg for elevating.
I was going to say, you've got some good sponsors
yeah.
that are probably there helping you out. So that's great. So you have a lot of returning artists. You have some new ones. What is your anticipated crowd size? Do you have calculations from previous years?
Yeah, last year we had around 800, which was similar to the year before. And we had changed the date to May last year. Some studios see as low as 25 visitors. Those tend to be the outlier studios, but others can see 175, 150.
Yeah, I think I had about 150 last year or the year before. It's a lot of people come by. It's impressive.
Yeah, and it's really special because they decided to get in their car and come see your work.
Well, they can see the work, and if they're interested, they can purchase the work,
too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think the demos are good, too. People can kind of see what's going on. But I was amazed, we talked about this earlier, how many people came from out of town, almost like, well, we don't have anything like that. And you would think Jacksonville, really? There's mm-hmm. nothing like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
it's just such a big, gigantic area. I think that's the issue there. So, but I'm really impressed with your number of sponsors, too. You have some big sponsors, as you call them, is big also known as gold sponsor, perhaps?
Platinum,
okay.
We've got some silver sponsors, Akira Wood, Greg Johnson with Coldwell Bank Realty, Campus USA, Sweetwater Picture Framing, Dan Randall. Our bronze sponsors are Curie on the Drag and Gainesville Health and Fitness Center. And we also have an art partner level that we reserve for arts groups or places that exhibit art. So like the Artisans Guild Gallery is a collective of artists. The Art League at Oak Hammock is another group of artists. Bingo Deli and Pub is a fabulous wall space for artists and delicious restaurant. And Alfred Phillips, who is a participating artist and generous sponsor. And we've been lucky to get some in-kind support. Renaissance Printing has covered some of our printing costs. WUFTFM, of course.
Great station.
Yes, the best. TV20 runs a PSA for us.
for 30 days. TV20 is a great community partner. Yes. They like to support events. They support us as well.
That's mm-hmm. nice.
So it's great, that's like lovely. For fanfares and fireworks. They're one of a get the word out. And it's funny, it's a different audience, but everybody finds out what's going on.
Yeah.
So it kind of covers the bases
it
when
does.
You do that.
It does.
So this is pretty exciting. This is very well coordinated, and I have to say you have a lot of sponsors.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're really grateful for the community coming out.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice to be a participating artist, and because I think what we do in the studio to a lot of people is this kind of mysterious, you know, mm-hmm. occurrence, and nobody really understands what's going on, or sometimes they don't, and it's just really nice to be able to share those some of those processes with people, mm-hmm. and have a chance to really talk with people. Sometimes, like at an art opening, there's usually a lot of people. It's usually very loud. Often, and it's hard to have a real conversation, but this is an opportunity to meet artists one-on-one and ask questions.
Yeah.
And you probably get a list of contacts for later. People
yes.
want to come back and see something, mm-hmm. or they have
classes.
A special event coming up, and they need
yes.
need that perfect gift.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, it's been a really wonderful thing to be a part of.
This is great. Well, it seems like 31 artists is quite a daunting task, but you said there's 2 days. There's
days.
A map
yeah.
that they can follow.
Saturday
and there's
Sunday.
No prize if you go to everyone.
No.
It's a prize for the artist, though, I'm
yeah.
sure.
That's not a bad idea, though.
Yeah.
Everybody give a bead or something.
You get a free ice cream.
Yeah. Right?
Kind of a scavenger hunt
like
for
scavenger
the artist
hunt.
And stuff. Yeah, that's great.
Well,
this is great. Well, I have a feeling this is going to continue. It started in 2017, and this is now 2026. So, I guess next year will be your 10th anniversary.
Wow. Yeah.
That's exciting.
So that's great. But I'm glad that so many artists want to be part of this.
It's a great event.
Have you had any interesting stories from years past of things that I know rain
has always, yeah, rain.
has always been one of the
rain
big stories.
Or heat.
Yeah, last year was the first year that we moved it up from July to May.
Mm-hmm.
And our intent was to beat the heat and the humidity and the potential daily rain. So we moved it to May. I think it was May 17th or something like that, mid-May. And, of course, that was the hottest day of the year.
It was a record. It was a record heat.
You know,
so you just can't
try
tell.
Your best.
Right.
And
well,
it just keeps going.
Yeah. And then, but it is nice that it's kind of during the main part of the year, because mm-hmm. in the summertime, because of the heat, so many people leave town. So
it
did feel better.
Yeah. And most people, so far, most people have said they're happy to have it. Artists and participants, you know, people that come to the tour are happy that it's not in July.
That's true. And it's right after Memorial Day, which is good. People will be back in town.
Yeah,
too.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't interfere with anything.
So that's a good thing. Well, let's give a reminder. May 29th is going to be the kickoff party, the Gainesville Fine Arts Association Gallery at 1314 South Main Street, next to Aldi's. Plenty of parking in the parking lot there. And then that's going to be followed by 2 days of studio tours, May 30th and 31st. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The map is available online, and if you go to the kickoff party, you'll be able to get a booklet so you can have it in your hand.
Right.
And you can plan your tour process, I guess you could say.
There'll also be some available at every artist studio.
Oh, okay, great.
So if you
and
miss that.
The best part, it's all free.
It's all free.
It's all free.
Open to the public and self-guided, so you do what you want.
Yep.
And what is the web address?
GFAAstudiotour.org.
Great. And we're going to have all that information on our website so that people can click there to get access to the self-guided tour. So Amy, Peter, Michelle, thanks for coming and good luck on this new edition of 2026 Gainesville Fine Art Association Studio Tours.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks very much.
That was GFAA Studio Tour co-coordinators and artists Michelle Negri and Peter Senesek and Gainesville artist Amy Richard on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.